USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky addressing supporters in Washington, D.C.
Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also spoke.
Це наша огромна страна по праву гордиться.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith is reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. 8175, MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should not take part in any cases that involve the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
This is a textbook case for removing him, recusing him from these decisions.
She spoke on ABC's This Week about text messages from Thomas's wife, Jenny, where she supported overturning the 2020 presidential election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Foreign Minister Yair Lapid of Israel and leaders from four Arab countries in Jerusalem to kick off a trip intended to revive Iran nuclear deal negotiations. Talks to finalize the nuclear agreement were paused in recent weeks amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but U.S. officials have warned that Iran is just weeks away from being able to produce enough material needed to make a nuclear bomb. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Hawaii has lifted its pandemic travel restrictions, making it the first day in more than a year that domestic visitors can travel to the islands without showing a negative COVID-19 test or proof of vaccination or submitting to a quarantine period. The state's Hawaii Safe Travel Program expired at midnight on Friday. As of Saturday, anyone in the U.S. visiting Hawaii can do so as they did prior to the pandemic. State health authorities implemented Hawaii safe travel protocols in October of 2020. They announced the restrictions would be lifted at the beginning of March. At least 8 people were killed and more than 40 were injured when a bus carrying wedding guests plunged off a road in southern India and into a ravine. The incident happened on Saturday near the city of Tirupati. Police officials said the private bus, which was carrying 63 people, fell into a 50-foot deep ravine while trying to negotiate a steep curve. Rescuers were forced to scale the steep gorge and search for survivors in the darkness. The wildfire that's burning near Boulder, Colorado, is about 20% contained, according to Incident Commander Mike Smith.
We will continue to reinforce the line to make sure that the fire doesn't move towards the city or down towards El Dorado Canyon. We're going to continue to try and corral this fire up into the rocks, into the snow, which is really one of our big holding features right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.